Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the feast of our Holy Father Dominic, and from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author from the Chicago province and wrote a book on Saint Dominic. His preaching today is entitled, Happy Feast of Saint Dominic.
Happy Feast of Saint Dominic, which the Church celebrates today, and of course we as a Dominican order celebrate in a very particular way. So happy feast. Before reading a text that we find for the Feast of Saint Dominic, let me say something briefly about Dominican life, about Saint Dominic. One of the mottos for the order, which goes way back to the 13th century, was to contemplate and to hand on to others the fruits of contemplation. In other words, there were like two sides of a coin, to contemplate or pray, and then to hand on to others the fruits of that life of prayer, kind of like inhaling, taking God in, and exhaling through preaching, bringing God to others. So that Dominic himself was noted for saying, we should only speak to God and about God, to God in prayer, about God in preaching. And so there is that integral relationship within Dominican life where prayer, liturgical, common, devotional, personal, groundedness in God bears fruit in the life of what we bring, proclaim to others. But an aspect of the genius of Dominican life for Dominic and Diego was the awareness that somehow if preaching, which is what the Church needed then and needs now, if preaching was to be effective, there had to be a witness to it, an authenticity or an integrity to it in the way of life that we live. Thus, equally important to the word that we proclaim is the way of life that we live, the witness that we give, which is our preaching, the way of life. As Paul VI had once said in an apostolic exhortation, witness is the primary form of preaching. So the Dominican is someone, Dominic was someone called to preach, but to see the importance of that preaching grounded within the Church in the life of witness to the gospel, and thus to bring together how we live with what we proclaim. So I would like to read for our celebration of this feast today one of the readings that is so often associated with Saint Dominic, a reading from the prophet Isaiah. And this is Isaiah towards the end of the Babylonian exile. But let me read from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of one who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, God is king. Hark, your watchmen raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth shall behold the salvation of our God. In this text from the prophet Isaiah, we find him exuberant. How incredible, how wonderful, how beautiful the feet of those who bring good news. At the heart of the proclamation of the gospel is the proclamation of good news. We certainly are more than aware, rightly aware, need to be aware of the bad news we find daily, whether in our own lives, in the world, in the country, everywhere. But there is something about the gospel that says, at its core, no matter what, God is there. It's the proclamation of God. And God is good news, that no matter what, in what context we find ourselves, we know that God is, and that God is with us, and that God will sustain and strengthen us. And whatever God allows to unfold, that God will be with us through it all. And so today, when we celebrate St. Dominic and celebrate in many ways the important role of proclamation or preaching in the life of the church, we need to be aware that that gospel of God is always good news, because it calls us, challenges us to align ourselves with God. And if we are deeply aligned in our own personal lives with God, we know in the end that God will win out, that bad news is never the bottom line, that the bottom line is always good news at some point in some way, for all the ends of the earth will come to know God. And so let us today celebrate God. Let us celebrate with joy, and let us know deep in our hearts that God is with us, and that God is King, and that God will triumph. And even if I don't always see the big picture, that in the end, we are in the hands of a loving, strong, gentle, wonderful God. May you have a wonderful celebration of the Feast of St. Dominic today.